98 FM is the home of Dublin GAA this summer. We are bringing Dublin's good times from Hill 16 to your speakers. Live this Sunday at 4:30, the Dublin Hurlers taking on Wexford, and on Sunday the Footballers are taking on Meath in the Leinster Football semi-final from 4. And here to tell us all about it is Cathal Malani from Off the Ball. Good morning, Cathal.
Good morning.
How are you? Let's talk football first, because it is all
rivals. Let's talk football, because I do sports now.
Brian, this is Brian in his element.
So let
right
me just tell you, I am good to go. You want to start with football first?
Football.
And then we do some hurling?
And then we'll do hurling.
Let's kick off
he
football.
He knows what's Here going we go. On. All rivals obviously taking on each other, Dublin versus Meath. How have both the teams performed so far this year?
Yeah, so Meath went quite well, Leanne, in Division 2 of the league. They were pushing for promotion towards the very end. They didn't quite make it in the end. And then Dublin in Division 1 mixed some good with bad. Didn't make the league final, but they weren't in any relegation trouble either, so they were middle of the road, happy enough. Desi Farrell has had a lot of change to contend with. James McCarthy has retired. Brian Fenton has retired as well, two of the key players of the great team that we've seen over
what
the years.
What age is retirement in
Brian
the GAA?
Fenton's only 31.
So is that young?
I would say that's young, yeah. Okay. But he's got a lot of mileage on the clock, and he's got several All-Ireland medals in his back pocket already. It depends on the players, their age profile. Obviously, their injury profile as well is a big factor in it as well. But Brian Fenton probably was a big surprise that he retired. So Dublin, in terms of the league, went okay. They beat Wicklow then in the first round of the Leinster Championship down in Ockram. That was a great occasion as well. And the thing that you've got this year with Dublin in the Leinster Championship is that they've been away from home. So they went down to Ockram to play Wicklow, and they play this weekend in Portlaoise.
Yes,
generally they would have played their games in Croke Park.
Of course, that's an away game, Portlaoise, not Croke Park. But of course, the Dublin supporters, they love to travel and they love to show their support
all
the time.
Absolutely. And I think Dublin actually relish the opportunity to get out to Croke Park every so often, to go on the road and get outside the capital. And they bring great colour and atmosphere to these provincial grounds. So they will again at the weekend. As you mentioned, Leanne, Dublin and Meath's traditional rivals over the years. Now, that hasn't been the case in the recent past, because Dublin have been so good and Meath probably not at the levels that they once were. They beat Dublin back in 2010, but since then Dublin have been totally dominant. So if you look at the Leinster Championship, Dublin have won 19 of the last 20 Leinster titles.
Wow.
They've won 14 in a row, which is a ridiculous record, really.
It's kind of annoying, actually.
Yeah, I mean, it's and there's been loads of debate about Dublin, but they've been just such a wonderful team. Now, there is a suggestion that it might be a little bit more competitive this year, but I still think Dublin are the best team in Leinster by a bit of a distance.
Okay, it's kind of interesting as well, because the last time that Meath beat Dublin in the championship was 2010 as well. So do you think that that's something that they kind of have in their mind as well, they're carrying into this weekend?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I think it's like anything, when you've got the memory that Meath have against Dublin, and they haven't just lost, they've lost quite heavily to them over the last number of years, and they've struggled even lay glove on Dublin. So it's going to be difficult for them. Now, probably a couple of things working in their favour. One thing is that Robbie Brennan, the Meath manager, was the manager of Kilmacud Crokes up until very recently, so he obviously has a very good knowledge of the club game in Dublin and the Dublin team. The fact that the game's not in Croke Park, I think, will help Meath as well. And Meath have improved in recent years. They won the Tailteann Cup, and as I say, they're pushing for promotion to Division 2, from Division 2 to Division 1. I still think Dublin have enough to get over the line on Sunday. But it should be a very good game. Two very good sets of forwards. We've got the new rules, Brian, in football this year as well, too. Which
is this a rock and robin?
Scoring.
He's learned the term round robin.
Round
this
robin. I thought it was rock and robin. The round robin. There's a round robin.
This is a knockout. This is a knockout. So this is the Leinster.
It sounds very aggressive.
It's a semi final. Yeah.
See,
but there will be a round robin after this. Then for the All Ireland Championship, there'll be groups of four. And Dublin will have eyes on the All Ireland title, obviously.
Yes.
They're so dominant in Leinster, but I think they'll definitely be thereabouts in terms of the All Ireland title as well. It looks like a quite open All Ireland Championship this year.
From football to hurling, Offaly put up a good fight last week. It was neck and neck at one point, but Dublin came out on top again.
Yeah, they did. They finished really strongly in Parnell Park. Dublin, Ronan Hayes came off the bench and played really, really well. Got a goal there for the Dubs, and they won it in the end by 125 to 219. Great start for them. There was a great crowd in Parnell Park. It was actually a brilliant game that. They had a great game in Croke Park in the league earlier on this year as well. I think Brian, the hurling, Dublin have a lot of potential. Na Fianna won the All-Ireland hurling title at club level. The Na Fianna manager, Niall O'Callaghan, is now over the Dublin team. Mm-hmm. And they'll obviously have players from the club team to come in. They've threatened to kind of make a big impact at senior inter-county level over the last number of years. But I think they might be poised to do that now over the next while, because we talk about Dublin in the football, in Leinster, they've been so dominant. Mm-hmm. The Leinster Hurling Championship looks a bit different now, because Kilkenny maybe not as strong as they once were. It does look a lot more open than it was. Mm-hmm. And this is a round robin, so there's a group
there
stage.
You go.
There's a group stage.
I did Dancing with the Stars in 2020 with Aidan Fogarty. from Kilkenny.
A class act.
Oh, he's so much fun.
Yeah, yeah.
And he was trying to inform me on stuff as well. So, you know, I can do hurling
you're
too.
You're getting it. You're getting
yeah,
it.
Yeah, my daughter Blake loves the camogie. She's got the stick.
It's a
She's got the helmet
sport,
and the slipper, so she loves it.
And the youngsters playing it all over the country and in Dublin. It's brilliant to learn the skills at that age. I wish I played at that age.
I know.
Because that's when you need to get the wrist work and
of course
the strike of the ball
foundations.
And everything like that. Yeah.
They're taking on Wexford tomorrow, Parnell Park at 4:30. What are Wexford looking like?
Yeah, Wexford relegated in the league from Division 1A, but they did have some significant results there, Leanne. They beat Clare, they beat Limerick in that league, and they beat Antrim then in their first match in the Championship last weekend. They've got Lee Chin back. Lee is one of the best players in the country, and he's back to form now. He was away travelling for a little bit in the winter time, but he came back during the league and he looked really sharp last weekend for them. These two teams have met quite regularly and it's been really close between them over the last number of years. Dublin won by, there was a draw last year. There was 2 points in it when Dublin won in 2023 and only a point in 2022.
Mm-hmm.
So it'll be tight again this weekend. Home advantage will be big for Dublin. I think Parnell Park, they're very strong there and the home support behind them as well. Key match for both teams. I think the winner of this would be in a very, very good position for the remainder of the group phase and then looking maybe towards a final and a spot in the Leinster final.
Hopefully.
So regarding both the football and the hurling, are you backing Dublin for both?
I'll back Dublin in the football for sure. I think it'll be tighter in the hurling, but possibly Dublin to sneak in. Maybe even a draw.
Okay. We like interesting. That. Okay, Dublin versus Meath in the Leinster semi-final in the football on Sunday. And then hurling, it is Dublin versus Wexford Saturday, tomorrow, Parnell Park at 4:30. You can catch both matches live and uninterrupted on 98fm.com/upthedubs. This is where Dublin GAA lives.
Brian Dowling and Suzanne Cade.
Turn us up weekday mornings from 10.
98FM.